Shoftim Perik Yud Tes, Pasuk Hey. The story of Pilegesh Begiva is unfolding. A Levi has chased away through his anger and abusive behavior his Pilegesh, his concubine, who is not his full-fledged wife, but still shares the halachos of a full-fledged wife. She has run back to her father's house, and now they are reconciled. The Levi is staying with his two chamorim and his na'ar and his Pilegesh, and they are at the father-in-law's house now for 3 days. And so it was on the fourth day. Some say that this is literal, so now it's Wednesday. So he got there on a Sunday or something, and now it's a Wednesday. But it's starting to inch closer to the end of the week, closer to Shabbos. There's going to be traveling problems. And the Levi awoke in the morning. And he arose to leave. And the father of the Na'ara, the father of the Pilegesh, said to his son-in-law, again, a mark of their closeness, that he treats him literally as a son-in-law. So it's the fourth day, and the father of the Na'ara said to his son-in-law, V'yom Rabbi Anar El Chosano, Se'od libcho pas lechem ve'achar te'lechu. Fortify your heart. Fulfill se'uda. Fill up, satiate your heart with loaves of bread. And after that, then you will go. So come on, sit down, let's eat some more. Very Jewish. The way we show our affection to each other is that we're going to eat a lot. So, Pasuk Vav, Vayeshvu, Vayochlu Shneem, Yachto, Vayeshtu. And so they sat down, and the two of them ate together, Biyachad, that they are now one unit, a family unit, and they drank. Vayomer Abi Hana'ara El Ho'ish. And so, again, the father of the Pilegesh said to the man, to the Levi, Hoel na v'lin v'yitav libecha. Please agree. Hoel na, please agree. And stay overnight again. And your heart will be gladdened. When you are going to leave, the Chazal tell us that it's good to leave first thing in the morning. And when you go to bed, you should go to bed kitov, with the goodness. You should stay in goodness and go out with goodness. Like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the first 6 days, the entire firmament, v'yara lokim kitov. So again, sometimes it's better to go. What is very interesting here, though, and is pointed out, most of the Mefarshim don't get into this very concretely. There's a wonderful piece that I found for Mechanochos based on Rabbi Rosenson's book, Shofet HaShoftim. So I don't know whether this idea appears in that sefer or it's an idea that the women themselves were talking about. It is very interesting that nowhere does it say that the woman sat and ate with them. Nowhere does it say that she was part of the happy family unit and the celebrations of family that were going on. She gets no speech. She takes no action aside from straying or running away from her husband. Rather, she is excluded. She is portrayed only as an object. And it's I believe that the Nach is trying to send us a very important message that way. The father-in-law is so concerned about family harmony. Now, granted, it's Chosano, and he's also concerned about Avi Hana'ara. He's concerned about his daughter. He's concerned about his son-in-law. He has enough love expanding for the two of them. But the Levi isn't taking important steps to make sure that she's included in everything. He wants to reconcile. Ladaber al libecha, it said before. Not el liba. Not to speak to her heart, but about or upon her heart. It's almost like the Levi was trying to convince the father-in-law. And leaving the woman as an unspeaking, objectified person in this story, I believe, is a conscious choice by the Nach, because it's not that Sefer Shoftim objectifies all women and leaves them aside. Shiras Devorah alone tells us a wealth of information about the strength of Jewish women, about the leadership qualities of Jewish women. Ya'el, Eshes Chever HaKeni, she speaks and acts, but the Pilegesh Begiva is treated by the men in her life as someone who's not of direct agency. And this is foreshadowing. This is foreshadowing to what is going to happen to her later, because her man, this Levi, is predominantly concerned with himself and how things reflect on him and how things affect him and when he is going to get the chance later to save his skin. This woman is going to mean less to him than she should have. he is not going to come off very well from this story. And he is going to be very responsible for some of the terrible things that happened to her. And you can see that almost foreshadowed in this treatment of her not being included in his deliberations about when to leave, in his deliberations about where to stay overnight, even in his simcha with his father-in-law. And this is very important because this woman is not being well served by her quasi-husband. And we're going to see things get to take a tragic turn shortly.